Yeah, I agree with you, Peter. The New York Times did a really insightful op-ed piece about identity politics and you know, the liberal message and the liberal brand, and to oversimplify it, it was you know, for, well, basically since Bill Clinton, that the administration and the Democratic Party embraced identity politics, being elites in college education, and sort of lost their association with another identity group, you know, the working class, the white working class. And it's quite ironic that you know, the Clinton campaign missed that move. And identity politics, by definition, is not unifying, right? You know, you think you want messages that bring people together and unite people, and it's arguable what those messages might be, but it's clear that I'm with her is identity politics of one, and compare that with Donald Trump's campaign message, which was "Make America Great Again." That's an identity politics of over 300 million people, right? It's all Americans, and no matter what stripe you are, it's inarguable that, despite, you know, when you intellectually parse "Make America Great Again," I think it's inarguably that's a powerful slogan that anybody of any political stripe, of any demographic, of any, you know, socioeconomic background can, yeah, get behind that. Absolutely, we want to make America great. Sure, it's offensive to many. By definition, it's polarizing. But at the same time, it is a much more unifying an optimistic message and an aspirational message than the Clinton campaign's, which was "I'm with her."